Final results of a necropsy performed on a dog that died during last month's Yukon Quest sled dog race are in, KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Yukon Quest head veterinarian Nina Hansen says veteran musher Yuka Honda's dog Firefly had an enlarged heart.
And likely died of a sudden arrhythmia, so the electricity going through the heart would have gone wrong.
Hansen says many sled dogs have enlarged hearts and live normal lives, while a few die suddenly. She says it appears Firefly did not suffer from athletic heart syndrome, an enlarging of the heart common in endurance athletes.
Looking at the tissues under a microscope, this was not athletic heart syndrome, so this dog did have acute heart failure.
Firefly died February 9th, a few miles outside Dawson City, the Yukon Quest halfway point, and Hansen says it remains unknown what caused the six-year-old dog's heart to stop.
In people, heart failure is seen in overweight individuals with poor diets. So some of those same things can cause enlarged hearts in dogs. Obviously, that's not the case with this dog. It's a very fit, well-trained dog. So we don't know in this case what caused that heart failure.
Hansen notes that dog booties discovered in the animal's stomach were not a factor in its death. Firefly was the only dog fatality in this year's Yukon Quest. Five dogs have died in this year's Iditarod as of Thursday. Two of those dogs were animals dropped from the race, one from overheating and the other from being hit by a vehicle. Causes of the on-trail deaths are pending necropsies. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.